Valentine's Day is every day when shopping with AdamandEve.com. Celebrate the one you love during this quarantine time. Why not take advantage of the downtime and choose almost any one item at 50% off? When you do, you'll also get 10 free boredom-busting gifts, including 6 spicy movies, a 3-piece bonus kit, and best of all, free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Just remember to use my offer code FREAKME. That's right, my loves. FREAKME. Go ahead and use my offer code for exclusive and incredible new sexual toys that will fulfill your sexual desires at an affordable rate. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad that you're staying at home. Sex toys make being at home so enjoyable. Hell, even shopping from home is more enjoyable when you're shopping sex toys. Go to AdamandEve.com and be sure to make the best of your quarantine time. Freak Me Harder, Erotic Sex Talk. And this is episode 31, season 2. I am your host, Brazil, giving you exactly what you want for exactly what you need. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Brazil, and Brazil only wanted to make everyone sexually happy. Now, like Goldilocks, Brazil had some good ones, some bad ones, some big ones, and even some small ones. Now, during Brazil's sexual escapade, she came across a person that was so fucking amazing, so good. However, the person climaxed before her, leaving her high and dry. Brazil muttered. The nerve of him getting off before me. Looks like I'm going to have to continue my journey for the perfect fuck. Orgasms. The sexual tension caused by lovemaking. A series of rhythmic contractions that occur in the uterus, vagina, and the pelvic floor. A feeling of ecstasy, a sexual stimulation that usually emerges from the pelvis and spreads contracting muscles throughout the entire body. A woman's omega of sexual satisfaction. So why do women fake it? Why do women fake their orgasms? Why do women deprive themselves of sexual satisfaction? On today's show, I am breaking the girl code by sharing this informative information with you. Some of you out there may be clueless to it, and some of you may want to learn how to detect it. Whatever the case may be, I will teach you what you need to know about orgasms and why us women fake it. So get on your knees, my love, and become humble to me. It's time to get nasty. Class is in session, my sex prodigies. Freak Me Harder, Erotic Sex Talk. Okay, first of all, let me say this. I am truly and utterly amazed at how many people think they know a woman's body. I mean, our bodies were created in such a way where 1 minute life is being created inside us, and the next minute we're fucking our brains out trying to get that next mind-blowing fix, or should I say that epic OG. People say that we as women are more emotional than any other species on the planet. What do you think, my loves? Well, I can tell you this right now. That is the furthest from the truth. I know. It's hard to believe, right? In fact, women are bigger liars. Oh, yes. It's very true. We're very calculated when it comes to a lie or satisfying a male's ego. Or anything else for that matter. I mean, sometimes when we love someone a whole lot, we tend to fake an orgasm or two. Or three for that matter. Here's the thing. There are many reasons why we lie about having orgasms. One of those reasons is feeling sexually neglected, and this happens when the man comes before the female. Now, men unintentionally become so excited when engaging in sexual activity with a woman, and then unintentionally come right before that partner, their partners do. It's being unknowingly selfish. Now, the selfish that I'm referring to is the sexual selfishness. Now, listen up to all my ladies out there. This is to all of you. How many of you ladies out there went above and beyond for your partner only to be cheated by a man's natural ability to physically continue? Or better yet, how many of you were right at the cusp of a potential orgasm only to hear those fatal words, "Babe, I'm coming," leaving you high and dry like ammonia in the middle? I mean, I know there's some sort of method where men can last longer. However, not all men are grandmasters to the start-stop technique. You guys know what I'm talking about. That technique that helps a man last longer during intercourse? Oh yes, and in order to use this technique, a man would need to stop sexual activity every time they feel like they're going to ejaculate. So what happens is one would start to breathe deeply and start again slowly, then stop to delay ejaculation for as long as desirable. Now, it's a bit of a tease for the man, but it's worth it when helping to achieve that epic OG for the woman, don't you think? Okay, so what are some other reasons why we fake OGs? Okay, multiple partners. Now, multiple partners does not affect a woman's OG. However, if she's tired or lazy from having sex with multiple people, that is another story. Health plays a factor in your energy as well with what a female can stand with her sexual encounters. More than likely, she may not want to have sex, but if she's physically rested, she'll be ready to go a couple of rounds with you. Speaking of a couple of rounds, did you know that women can climax as many as 20 times in a single session, according to recent studies? What needs to take place in order for a woman to conquer an orgasm? A woman has to stop thinking about it and just let it flow, relax. It's all about you. It's about your moment, okay? That's it. Don't concentrate on something that your body will naturally respond to. And fellas, in order for you to give that timeless backstroke, you must think about it in order to focus and to last longer in the bedroom. Think about it. In order for a man to delay ejaculation, he has to think of a method to use that will occupy or preoccupy his mind during lovemaking in order to help his partner have an orgasm first. That way, when it comes time for you to come, your partner's not rolling her eyeballs in the dark because you finish first. These women, we hate pretending to have orgasms to stroke your ego. You want to know why? Because it's more work that we have to do. We have to kind of over-exaggerate it so it looks believable. With a natural orgasm, it happens on its own, naturally. It takes a while, but it happens. But when faking an orgasm, you're an actress, lights, camera, action. We'll be hooting and hollering and moaning. Hell, we might not even notice that you went to go to the bathroom. We would still be in the bed fucking so we can conceal what we're trying to hide. Faking an orgasm. So if you're a lady, wants to go out, or she is in a hurry to do something, or maybe she feels like the sex is taking forever, or even worse, there's no passion in the bedroom, she will more than likely fake an orgasm. We want a dick with patience that will outlast the test of time. At least that's what we hope for. meet her in the middle. Touching on this topic from my point of view might be a hard pill to swallow, but don't worry, regardless, the pill will eventually serve its purpose and get digested, right? In relationships, it may be hard for a man to hear that there is an issue with his woman climaxing, but you see, the good thing about it is that you're facing the issue head on and going into it humbly. That way, there's honesty and there's no room for error. An error can equal anything from cheating and miscommunication. You know, it happens, but those things happen because couples don't communicate and everybody and their mama got an ego. In order to meet your lady in the middle, first you must be humble. Being humble is very, very important. And it's important that we discuss being humble. That way, when you discuss the issue, no one's getting emotionally hurt. Work together. Remember, it's a team effort. And in order to help your partner conquer this amazing feeling, you guys must work together to achieve this greatness. And last but not least, enjoy. Please understand, my loves, in order to achieve an epic orgasm, you must have lots of fun and enjoy yourself. If not, your ego may get in the way and it may create a bigger issue than expected. It's important to be yourself too. If you're not who you say that you are, honey, that can be a problem. I mean, if you don't love yourself, who else is going to do it? Or better yet, why would you expect someone else to show you an action that you're not showing yourself? Why expect your partner to do the same? Come on. Remember, when it comes to love, it has nothing to do with the nouns. You know, a person, place, or thing. But it has all to do with yourself. Why can't men climax as much as a woman? Women employ different techniques in terms of pressure and movement to reach a first, second, third, and fourth orgasm. This means that if you keep rubbing on the same spot where she climaxed, it more than likely will be an uncomfortable feeling for her. The secret is just switching it up and just exploring her. Okay, so the positions include, you know, caress, licking her nipples, doggy style, froggy style, just going in different directions when lovemaking. Play with her, explore her, make her body your wonderland. That said, men have a lengthy period after a single orgasm simply because the male's body needs to produce more sperm and semen to fill up your, you know, scrotum. I mean, it can only hold one orgasm worth of nectar at a time. Coming is just the nectar of one's orgasm. Understand that there is a true science behind achieving an orgasm. Oh, it looks like it is time to go. And I had so much fun with you guys. I fucking love you incredibly. I hope that you guys enjoyed. Please make sure to never miss a show by favoriting my podcast. This podcast is made possible by listeners like yourself and brought to you by my sponsor, AdamandEve.com, where your sexual treats and desires are only a click away. As always, my loves, I'd love to thank you humbly. Thank all of you for your tremendous support. I work arduously to give you that incredible sexual commentary that sets the mood right and stimulates one's curiosity. Until next time, live consciously and fuck passionately. Be safe, my loves. I love you.